You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. My name's Danny. Thank you so much for joining me. Support Act is a unique Australian charity that aims to aid the music industry. The big event that they have is next Friday, 15th of November, with Oz Music T-Shirt Day, a nationwide celebration of Australian music. In addition to raising funds for artists, crew and music workers who experience financial hardship due to ill health, injury or mental health issues, it's also a great fun day where you can rock up to work wearing your favourite Oz Rock T-shirt. Here to talk more about this, from Support Act, please make him feel welcome, Clive Miller. Clive, how are you going?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. Tell us more. How did Oz Music T-shirt Day get started?
Look, it's been around for a couple of years now, and it was started initially, I think, by ARIA, and as a celebration of Australian music, and they invited us to get involved a couple of years ago, and I guess Support Act has come along and really tried to ramp up the fundraising component of the day.
And so there,
that's what we've been doing the last couple of years.
And so there was an issue identified there where in the Australian music industry there was sort of not much support there in regards to mental health.
Yeah, well, look, I think that's a narrative that's been happening concurrently over the last couple of years. I think people have started to recognise that mental health is a huge issue, in fact, in the music industry. Research suggests that people in the music industry actually suffer from anxiety and depression at 5 to 10 times higher rates than people in the rest of society. And what's happened as far as Support Act's concerned in the last couple of years is that we were lucky enough to get some funding which allowed us to establish the Support Act Wellbeing Helpline, which is a free 24/7 phone counselling service for people working in music in Australia, any aspect of their mental health and well-being. So I guess the combination of that and the invitation to be part of Oz Music T-Shirt Day have got us to the point where we're trying to make it a really significant fundraising event on the annual calendar.
And that wellbeing helpline, if anyone should wish to call it, 1-800-959-500. That's 1-800-959-500, and I will recite that again when we get to the end of this interview, Clive. The industry, I imagine, sort of has very, or the industry is giving broad support to this event, I imagine.
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. So what we've tried to do with Oz Music T-Shirt Day is to really encourage companies to engage their staff in the day, not only by encouraging them to wear their favourite Oz Music T-shirt to work, but to make a donation to Support Act at the same time. And we've set up a website at ozmusictshirtday.org.au, which allows people to set up teams and get their companies involved, or they can just make a donation as well. But we're absolutely thrilled and delighted at the support that we're receiving, not only from all of the organisations that comprise the Australian music industry, but increasingly we're getting support from companies that are aligned to the industry as well, and that's really encouraging to see too.
Excellent. Yeah, you do indeed have a lot of people there on the leaderboard at the moment who are showing their support. It's absolutely fantastic. The website for that again, ozmusictshirtday.org.au. We are sort of at the point of the year where we're heavily celebrating Australian music and all it means for us here. And I imagine sort of, and part of the fun of this day as well is, I guess you're seeing some people bring out some real vintage T-shirts.
Yeah, well, look, it's amazing. What we encourage people to do is to post photos of themselves wearing their T-shirts with the hashtag OzMusicT-shirtDay, and that allows us, I guess, to track the incredible range of T-shirts that people proudly own and wear, and share with us on social media. And we're always incredibly amazed to see the collections that people have. I must admit, this year I'm building quite a collection myself.
Oh, I was going to ask, what one are you going to wear for the day?
Well, listen, I'm wearing Baker Boy today.
Nice.
And I just got two new ones in the mail, which I haven't even tried on yet, but one's Thelma Plum and the other one's the Veronica's. And I got a couple from Elle Fresh. So I've been taking the opportunity to build my wardrobe a bit for the summer as well. And so I think, like a lot of people, Danny, I'm not just posting one photo. I might be posting a bit of an album.
Ah, oh, that's the way. Have you got any vintage T-shirts you might be throwing on for the day? I love a vintage T-shirt.
Well, listen, no, I don't personally have a vintage, but there is one that we actually have. Both Levi's and General Pants have produced limited edition T-shirts, which they're selling online, and there's a pretty fantastic Midnight Oil vintage T-shirt from 1990. That is available, although I heard on the weekend that they'd all been snapped up pretty quickly. So if you haven't got it yet, Daddy, you might have missed out on that one.
Yeah, you might have to go to the do the garage sale trail on the weekend and see if you can find one. Clive, thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. It's ozmusictshirtday.org.au is the website to go to get involved and sign up. Support Act is supportact.org.au and the 24/7 wellbeing helpline, 1-800-959-500. Clive, thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Drive this afternoon.
Thank you, Daddy.